This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim. Traveling right along to Daf Peidalet Amud Beis. But we begin today on the two dots on Peidalet Amud Aleph. Yecholo lehanes b'leket shekol peah. If a woman says, I aser to be nene from Briois, so the halacha is Yecholo lehanes b'leket shekol peah. She could be nene from leket shekol peah. But the Braisa, the Mishnah, does not say she could be nene from Maiserani. V'leikotani uva Maiserani. It doesn't say she could be nene from Maiserani. V'hatani b'braisa. And yet it's taught in a Braisa uva Maiserani. She could be nene from Maiserani. So how do you explain this contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether she could be nene from Maiserani or not? Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Loikasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. The Braisa is of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, she could be nene from Maiser Ani. The Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan that she can only be nene from Leket Shekhan Peah, and she can't be nene from Maiser Ani. So how is this explained? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Adam Tzrach Likroi Shem Al Maiser Ani Shel Demai. Person doesn't need to say the name of Maiser Ani of Demai. Demai is the grain of an Amaretz. An Amaretz is assumed to have taken off Truma because Truma is very serious. So we could assume that the Amaretz took off Trumais. However, we cannot assume that they took off Meiser. They Truma, we assume the Amaretz took off. However, Meiser Rishon has to be separated, but Meiser Rishon normally has to be given to the Levi. Meiser Rishon of Demai, you separate and you could keep it. The reason why you need to separate it is because you need to declare 10% of the Meiser, Trumas Meiser, and give it to a Kohen, and you could keep the rest of it as Meiser. If you have an absolute Chiyuv to give Meiser, so you give it to the Levi, because the Levi owns it. When there's a Suffolk, then you say to the Levi, Hamoitzimei Chaveroi Olav Haraya. But you still need to take off Trumas Meiser from what is designated to the Levi and give it to the Kohen, because that, if somebody eats it, is Chayv Misa. Now, what about in year one and year two? You also have to take off Meiser, Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Even by Demai, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. What about in year three and six where it's Meiser Ani? So now there's a shayla, do you have to be mafrish Meiser Ani from Demai? That's the shayla. Welcome, Jeremy. Good to have you. Welcome. So that's the question. Do you have to separate Meiser Ani of Demai? So Rabbi Lezer says, Ein Adam Tzarch Likroi Shem Al Meiser Ani Shal Demai. Rabbi Lezer says, you don't even have to say the name of Meiser Ani of Demai. The Chachamim say, Koyre Shem. You do declare it, but you don't have to separate it. What would the machlokes be, whether you have to orally designate the Meiser Ani or not? L'chayra, it would seem that what they argue on is the produce prohibited to eat if you don't declare Meiser Ani? Maybe you won't have to give it, because since it's a suffik, we'll say Hamotzimei Chavei Avaraya. But do we say that produce that you didn't separate Meiser Ani from, do we say that the produce is Tevel? That's the question. Do you say produce that you didn't separate Meiser Ani from, do you say it's Tevel? The Chachamim say you designate it, you call its name, but you don't have to separate it. My love, is this not, meaning, should we say the machlokes is not as follows? Lamanda amar sfeikoi toivel. The chachamim say that if you have a question whether to take ma'aser ani, and by the way, also if you definitely need to take of ma'aser ani, not doing it makes the produce tevel until you are mafresh it. So, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, they say that if you're mesupik, whether you need to take a ma'aser ani, or you definitely need to take a ma'aser ani, the produce is tevel. And therefore they hold kasavar islay toivas hana. They hold the owner has a certain right over here. The right the owner has is that he owns the toiva, the benefit of pleasure, meaning the benefit that you have to be grateful to me for me giving you the ma'aser ani. V'kivan de'islei toivasana. So if the owner has the monetary ownership of the benefit of you having to have gratitude to me, loy mahanya. If somebody made a nether, they're not going to get benefit from people. You can't take my ma'aser ani. Because even though technically I'm obligated to give ma'aser ani, even though technically speaking I'm obligated to give ma'aser ani, nevertheless, there's a certain ownership that I have that by me choosing to give it to you, you need to be grateful to me. So even though it's an obligatory gift, but you have to be grateful to me. And if you have to be grateful to me, you could even have somebody give me a couple of bucks on the side for me to choose to give it to you. Because there's a certain ownership I have on ma'aser ani. Namely, the recipient has to be grateful to the benefactor. So the Gemara is now saying that if the produce is considered tevel, if I'm not mafresh ma'aser ani, then that somehow is contingent on the fact that the owner has a certain monetary ownership of ma'aser ani, namely, they have the benefit that the recipient has to be grateful to them. And since there is an ownership of gratitude, loy mahanya, if somebody made an eder, they're now to get hana by taking the ma'aser ani. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. And that's why the Chachamim in the Mishnah, they say that you're not allowed to take ma'aser ani because you're benefiting. Ulamanda amar enay karishim. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that you don't have to designate the name. Why? Why would you not have to designate the name of the ma'aser ani? Because not giving ma'aser ani does not render the fruit tevel. Kasavar sveikoi enay tevel. He holds that if you're mesupik, then the produce is not in a state of tevel. And also, even if you definitely have to give ma'aser ani, it doesn't cause the produce to be tevel. B'chol she'sveikoi einai tovel, anytime where there's a doubt. So now, it's not considered, the produce will not be tevel, less lay toivas hana. The giver does not have the monetary ownership that you have to be grateful to them. V'shori lay l'shanuye. And therefore, if you made a nether, you're allowed to get benefit by taking the ma'aser ani. So according to Rabbi Elazar, if you made a nether, you're not going to get hana from people, you can't take ma'aser ani from them. So the Mishnah, who says, I'm sorry, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to get the benefit of ma'aser ani. So the Mishnah that says you can't take ma'aser ani when you make a nether, they hold like the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that toivas hana is islay toivas hana. It's an ownership. It's a monetary right. However, the Braisa that says if you made a nether, you're allowed to take ma'aser ani follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Let's see this in the Ran. The Ran says on daf peidalet amud beis b'chachomim oimrim koyre shem. You do call a name. The imvadai lo hifrishai have a tevel, because if you definitely did not separate, it's tevel. And according to the Chachamim, if you eat fruit where the ma'aser ani was not taken off, your chayv misa, afal pisha masukan lagamri, even though it's completely mesukan. Why? Because all trumas and maisos were taken off. You don't have to give the maisar ani because hametz mechaver avaraya, but you do have to be mafreshit and be koire shem in order to render the fruit not tevel. Elahafres maisar ani hokach mafrisha misafek the sfekei toivel. So they hold kasavar. Sveikoi einoi tevel. Rabbi Lezer holds misafik, it's not tevel. Hu adin levadai. According to Rabbi Lezer, the same thing would be if you definitely did not take off maisar ani. Ela mishum de besveika naktinan, nakat sveikoi. But because we're talking about a suffik, so it picked suffik. Vikivin de sveikoi einoi tevel. Since Rabbi Lezer, okay, now, what? Here's the $1 million question. What does the factor of whether not being mafresh maiser ani renders the produce tevel, how is that in any way related to whether ownership of the gratitude for giving it is a monetary right or not? Well, what do these two things have to do with each other? I understand you want to say the Chacham Rav Lezer argue whether not giving maaser ani renders it tevel. But what does, whether the produce is tevel or not, what does that have to do with whether the ownership of gratitude is a monetary ownership? So the Ran explains, the kivan desfeikoi einoi tevel, since misafek, not taking off maaser ani, doesn't render the produce tevel, Kesavar lesbe toives hana. He holds that the ownership of gratitude is not a monetary right. Why? The toives hana betoivel ve'eno toivel taya. Whether you have the right of gratitude is dependent on whether the produce is tevel. Why? The chsiv v'lo yichalelu Hashem kodshi kodshe bnei Yisrael eis asher yarimu. Don't desecrate. Desecrate implies something which is tevel. Don't desecrate the kodshim of Bnei Yisrael, that which you give. V'darshinan deba'asidim litraim hakosav medaber. The pasuk that says that what's tevel, is something that you're destined to give. Umidachsiv lo yichalulu mashma de toivel. The fact that it says don't desecrate is mashma, it's tevel. V'hani de tivli tala. So the Gzeres HaKosov seems to be saying that the ability to give it and the ownership of giving it is dependent on whether it's Tevel or not. If it's Tevel, then your right ability to give it is called a Toivas Hana. V'hani de Tivli Tova Haramasan Bebalim Loimer She Toivas Hana Sholahem Dechsev Eis Asher Yorimu U'keman Dechsiva Behu Nesina Dami. It's like the word yarimu, it says giving. Hukach davka b'detavli ika toivasana. It's only when something is tevel do you have the ownership of giving. Avol b'deloi tavli, but if it's not tevel, loy, not. Umayser ani. And Maiser Ani, Laman de Islay Sveikoi Einoi Toivel. According to the opinion that it's not Tevel, if you don't take off Maiser Ani, Lespe Toivasana. There's no ownership of gratitude. Hukach Yichoyle Lehanis Maiser Ani. Therefore, you could get Hana, the Hefgera Ba'amahu. Uman de Amar Koyreshem. According to the opinion that you do say a name, you do have to call it out. Kasavra Sveikoi Toivel, they hold, it's because if you're Mesupik, it has a status of tevel. The mishum hachitzach likur shem. Therefore, you have to call it the name. V'chosha sveikoi tevel isvei tevas hana. If it's tevel, you have the tevas hana. The isay bechlal, because it's included in the principle of lo yichalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael. Hilkach kivin isvei hana. You can get hana. Also, lesanuye dimidide. Now, so whether something is toivas hana and it's called yarimu and giving it is going to be depend on whether it's tevel or not. But why would it or would not be tevel? So the Ran says like this. Look at the last narrow Rhine. Let's continue. Kach pirshu rabbi said. This is how my rabbeim explain it. V'loy pirshu plukta de toiva in a toba. They don't explain why it would or would not be tevel. They explain why the toivas hana is dependent on whether it's tevel or not, but they're not explaining why it is or is not tevel. They're explaining why the ownership of gratitude is dependent on whether it is or isn't tevel, but they're not explaining the root of whether of why it is or is not tevel. I saw somebody who's very madchik in this, but I'll tell you the Ran outside. In my opinion, it appears, says the Ran. The opinion holds it's not tevel. You know why it's not tevel? Because how could this pile of grain be chamor, then the maaser oni mixed into it? Then the maaser oni itself. Truma, if you don't take off, of course it's tevel. Because if you eat truma, you're chayiv misa. So if you don't take it off and it's mixed in, the whole thing is aser. But Maaser Ani, a czar is allowed to eat it. So how could the Maaser Ani mixed into the pile be Aser? And what about the Man D'Amar that it is Tevel? The Ran says, we learn that from a drasha in Yevamos. Lo yachal lo yehi chayiv ela al tevel shalai hura mimenu kol ikar hu mimenu truma gedoy v'hu mimenu maaser rishayin. It says, don't eat in your gates. And then it says, so we learn out that is going on Maaser Ani as well. Okay, so right now we're saying that the machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa, what it's dependent on is whether not taking off Maaser Ani makes it tevel or not. And if it is tevel, then toivas hana is a value. Our Mishnah holds Toivas Hana is a value, like the Chachamim, and the Braisa holds the Toivas Hana is not a value because it's not Tevel. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says no. No, the Kulei Alma Sveikei Tevel. Everyone holds that if you have a doubt whether you took off Maaser Ani, it becomes Tevel. And L'chayra, then, if it's tevel, then toivas hana is considered a benefit. That's anyway what the Chachamim held. Rabbi Elazar would also agree that if you don't take off Maaser, it's tevel. Aye, so why is toivas hana not a hana? Why are you allowed to take off Maaser ani? Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan Bahakam Mifugi. Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan argue about this. Rabbi Lezer Savar Le Nechshtu Ami Yaretz Maaser Ani. Rabbi Lezer says Ami Yaretz are not suspected on Maaser Ani. The same way they take off Truma, they take off Maaser Ani. Why? Kiva, you know why? Kivan De Ilu Mafker Nechsev Av Ani V'Shakalehu. What do we worry? They didn't take off Maaser Ani? Why wouldn't they take off Maaser Ani? Oh, maybe they don't want to. Why wouldn't they want to? They could just be Mafker their possessions and eat the Maaser Ani themselves. So there's no reason to suspect they don't take off Maaser Ani, because they're not losing anything. Because if you're worried that they're going to be afraid of a loss of money, they could just render their property ownerless and eat the Maaser Ani themselves. Therefore, less leib seida, there's no loss. Therefore, if you're buying demai, you're allowed to assume that Am Aretz took off Maaser Ani. That's how Rebbe Lezer holds. You don't need to be Koyrei Shem. Well, you know why Rebbe Lezer holds you don't need to be Koyrei Shem? Not because it's not Tevel, because The Maisa, because the Ani already took it off. I'm sorry, the Amaretz already took it off. Rabbanan Savri Nichsei Lemavke, and Rabbanan hold, that person's not going to want to make their Nechasim ownerless. Why? Demirtis, he's afraid, Dumazachibu and Shechwini, because if he makes his possessions ownerless, someone else would come be Zoicha in it. Hokach Nechshadu. Therefore, they're suspect, and we have to be concerned they didn't take off Maisa Ani, and therefore it's Tevel. And therefore, since it's Tevel, there's a Toivas Hana. I'm sorry, it's Tevel. In other words, the machloikes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elezer is not whether it is Tevel or not. Everybody agrees that if you don't take off Maaser Ani, it's Tevel. And therefore, Toivas Hana is a monetary right. And if you want to answer the Mishnah and the Braisa, there's no way to answer it. Because everybody agrees Toivas Hana is a benefit. And the machloikes of whether you need to be Koirei Shem is simply whether Amei Haaretz are suspected of not taking off Maaser or not. Look in the Ran. So the Gemara says, therefore, so basically we're up the creek without a paddle. We don't have an answer to answer the Mishnah on the Braisa. We'll see. Rava will take care of that. But look in the Ran on the third to last narrow line. Abai is coming to push off the answer of Yosef. And lemeimar, and to say that akati kashem asis and brisa, the Mishnah and brisa are still shver ahadadi. The kulei alma sveika toivel, that according to everyone a suffik, according to everyone suffik is tevel. If you have a suffik, it's tevel. Avaloi motzino lemeimar the kulei alma sveika enoi toivel. You can't say the other way. Everybody holds it's not tevel. Because why would the Rabbanan say, you do need to be Kare Shem? If it's not Tevel, why do you have to be Kare Shem? So you have to say everyone holds it is Tevel. And the reason you wouldn't have to be Kare Shem is because we don't suspect. The reason you wouldn't have to be Kare Shem is we don't suspect the Am Haaretz didn't take it off. We assume he did. They definitely separated it. Since they're not losing anything. Because if they wanted to keep it, they could have rendered their nechasim ownerless. Rava says, Kan. Here, we're talking about Maaser Ani that's given out in the house. Maaser Ani that's given in the house, the Chesiva Beinasina, it says you should give it. Give it to Levi in the Ger. And since it's called giving it, he gives it to every once. So it's considered like he gets Tovas Hana. That's why the Mishnah says the woman cannot benefit from Maaser Ani, because it's called getting Hana. Mishum Hachi Aser Leila Sanu. Therefore, it's Aser for her to get benefit. Kan, but in the Braisa, but Maaser Ani Amischalik B'Tocha Granos. We're talking about Maaser Ani that's given out and divided in the, not in the house, but in the silo, in the granary. And what does it say about there? Kivan dechsev beiv hinachta b'sharecha. It says, leave it in your gate. So that you have to just abandon it. It's not called giving, and it's not called toivas hana. Therefore, shari leila sanuye. Therefore, you're allowed to get benefit. Let's see the Ran. Rava Amar. Rava asa lefruke masnis in a brisa. Rava's coming to answer the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Doloi Kashin. It's not Shver. Mishnah de Masnis and Mayur Maaser Ani. The Mishnah is talking about Maaser Ani Hamischalik B'toy Chabayis that's divided in the house. Dikivan Shabalabayis Mechalkoi. Since the Balabayis distributes it, Venoisnoi, and he gives it, Toivas Hanashaloi, he gets the benefit of the gratitude of Mishum Hachiloi Katani Masnisin or Maaser Ani. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say she could benefit from Maaser Ani. Da Mitzrobe, she's not allowed to take the Maaser Ani. Ubraisa Mairi be Maaser Ani Amischalik B'Toy Chagronois. The Braisa is talking about Maaser Ani that's David among the silos, Shamanicha Begaren, that you're leaving it in the silo. V'chal haroitza litol yitol. V'hasam b'sifri rami. There in the sifri, we don't have to do the sifri. But the gist of the sifri is, when is it v'nasata and when is it v'hanachta? It depends whether it's the summer or the rainy season. In the summer, you leave it in the silo. When the rainy season comes, you divide it. And some explain it the other way. Okay, so that's another way to answer up the Mishnah on the Braisa. Really, everybody holds that it's Tevel, Sveikoi Tevel, and they argue whether Ami Arts and Nechshedu Amais or Ani. And the way to answer up the Mishnah on the Braisa is depending on what season it is. Now we're going to analyze the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah says, Koyhanim Ulevim Nenin Li. If I say Koyhanim Ulevim can't get any Hana from me, the Koyhanim and Levim, they could take Truma Meiser against his will. Now, by the way we're explaining the Mishnah of why you can't take Meiser Ani is because Meiser Ani renders it Tevel, and there's Toivas Hana. There's Toivas Hana is Mamay. But now we're going to analyze the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah says, Kaihan Levim Nenam. If I say Kaihan Levim can't get Hana from me, so then Yitlu, they're allowed to take it against his will. That's what the Mishnah said on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Yitlu Al Karchai. So that implies Toivas Hana in a moment. They're allowed to take it against his will because the benefit of gratitude is not an ownership. It doesn't have value. The Ran says, Alma Toivas Hana in a moment. Midiktoni de Kaihanim, Shenesu, Bana Asai. From the fact it says that the Kaihanim that are Asar to get Hana, Noitlin Chumasa, they could take the Chuma. Then the Mishnah continues, Ema Seifa. Kaihanim Elu, if I say these Kohanim can't get benefit, Levim Elu, these Levim inanimly, Yitlu Achim, others could take it. But these people can take it. Why? That sounds like Toivas Hana is a benefit. Avalahani, Loi, Ama Toivas Hana Mamoin. So it's a stira, says Gemara. Now, I just want to point out a major question here, that the first part of the Mishnah, the fact that it doesn't say Maiser Ani, also indicates that Toivas Hana is Mamai. Even, you know, it's true, in this part of the Mishnah, there's a stira. The fact that when you say, I'm not going to give it to any Kohen or Levi, they could take against your will, that shows Toivas Hana does not have value. And if I say I'm not going to give it to this coin and this levy, the fact they can't take it means Toivas Hana doesn't have value. But we already proved from the Mishnah the fact that the woman, if she makes a nether, can't take Maiser Ani, that shows that the benefit of gratitude is a monetary benefit. But anyway, the Gemara says like this, Am Ravoy Sholei Kasha, there's no stira. Ha Rebbe, the Seifa, that these Kohanim can't benefit because Toivas Hana is Mamayin, is going like Rabbi, Vaha Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. And the first part of the Mishnah, which seems to indicate that if I say these Kohanim and Levim, if I say all Kohanim and Levim, they could take against his will, that it doesn't have benefit, it's not money, it goes like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara explains, the Tanya, Hagoinev Tivloi Shel Chaver Vachalei. Let's say you steal someone's Tevel and you eat it. Now the Tevel is, let's say, 90% the owned by the owner who you stole it from. And the other, the Truma in it, he doesn't really own, does he? unless Taivasano is a benefit. In other words, let's say you weren't mafresh chumas and maisis yet, and I eat your grain. So I definitely have to pay you the value of the chulin in the grain, but do I have to pay you the value of the truma? Because you don't own the truma, you would have to give it to a koyin, unless Taivasano is mamay. So halach is, Meshalim loy demei tivla. You have to pay him the value of his tevel. Divrei Rebbe, this is the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Huda says, Einoi Meshalim ela demei chulin shabai. Rebbe holds you have to pay the value of the tevel. Not only the chulin, but even the truma. Because he holds Tovas Hanoz Mamain. That's why he holds, if you say, I aser these kainim, these levium, they can't benefit from it. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no. Einam Hashem Elo Dmei Chulin Shabbai. You only have to pay the value of the Chulin. My lab b'hakam mefligi. The Rabbi Savar Tavas Hana Mamoin. Rabbi holds the benefit of gratitude is money. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Savar Tavas Hana Einam Mamoin. Let's see the run, and we'll finish up with that. Ha Rabbi b'ha Rabbi Yosef Rehudi. Reisha Rabbi Yosef Rehudi. Who holds that if I aser all kohen levim, they could take against my will because Tavas Hana is not mamain. The svira lay the Tavas Hana inay mamain. The sefer Rebbe, the svira lay Tavas Hana mamain. Now, why would you have to pay the value of the whole tevel? The owner doesn't own the truma; he would have to give it to a kohen. The value of the tevel means the value of the chulin and the value of the Tavas Hana of the truma. Okay, that is Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Review that. Now we're saying, the big question is, if you don't own something, but you have the right to give the gift, is that Tovas Hana Mamoin or not? Okay. We'll hold it here. I wish everyone a wonderful night. Hashem Yishmar Tseischem Uvayecha Uvayechem Uvayachem Me'atav Yadam. Have a good night. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.